Cantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Stella Diaz Has Something to Say by Angela Dominguez. Narrated by Kyla Garcia. Chapter 1. The smell of albondigas fills the house when my brother Nick and I come home. "Time for our weekly appointment," says Nick, walking in the direction of the kitchen. I nod. My mouth starts to water as I follow him toward the sound of sizzling food. Around the corner, I see Mom performing her magic over a large pot on the stove. Her eyes are closed as she carefully tastes some tomato sauce with a wooden spoon. She's still wearing her work clothes, except she has an apron on and slippers instead of high heels. Mom works every day in an office, which means she can't make dinner weeknights except for Fridays, better known as our weekly appointment. It's also the night we play board games past our regular bedtime.
"Mis bebés!"
Mom exclaims when she sees us. She spreads her arms wide to give us big hugs and kisses. "Can I help, Mom?" I ask, wiping lipstick off my cheek.
"Of course, Stella. Do you want to boil the espagueti while I go change mi ropa?"
She tugs at her clothes and takes off her apron. I say, "Sí," but inside I giggle. While Mom speaks both English and Spanish perfectly, strangers say she has an accent. To me, it's just the way she speaks. Although every once in a while I can hear that she says a word a little funny, like espagueti. When Mom returns to the kitchen, she's wearing an oversized shirt and jeans instead of her business suit.